Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our ritual. What we do every single day, we get together, we as like-minded individuals who have this passion and love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever it is to you, and most importantly, a passion to improve our overall quality of life. So how are you doing this morning? Here in the United States, we're coming back from a long three-day weekend. I got to tell you something. I'm not a big fan of the big long weekends, and everybody gets off work. They start the holiday early. They come back late. They don't get back into the mindset of working in their schedule into the next week. So this whole holiday week seems to last a good week and a half, that mindset. You know, I like when got things to do, and I like it when everybody's back on their schedule so we can get some things done. I don't know, how is it for you? Or are you kind of that person who really looks forward to and longs for the holiday weekends? So I had an interesting conversation yesterday with a bodybuilding competitor, a natural bodybuilder. And it was an interesting conversation. It was a guy who just did a natural bodybuilding contest and didn't do as well as he should have. You know, great shape, great genetics, just, you know, in my opinion, just didn't come into condition, didn't lose that body fat. And to me, that's just all mental. That's just how bad do you want it? You know, some strategies involve how bad do you want it? And, you know, I don't do coaching for bodybuilding contest. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy. I mean, it's the most important thing to the competitor, and they want to talk to you like 20 times a day, especially towards the end. And I can understand that. I can appreciate that. Where I am right now with my business, I have to be more efficient with my time, and I have to make sure that the help that I give, I can almost like mass produce it, like something like this, like a podcast where I can invest, you know, the half hour doing the podcast, post it on the internet, and I can help hundreds or if not thousands of people with this half hour of work. But this guy, you know, I kind of took him aside because I hate to see when somebody has so much potential and they just need that kick in the ass. You know, they need to just understand that mindset of a champion where it's not about genetics or talent sometimes. It's not even about strategy. It's just about how badly do you want it. So interesting conversation. I mean, and this guy really helped himself out. You know, he's been a follower of my work. He's invested in my program for many, many years. You know, I was talking to him. And I guess that we've talked in the past a few times. Again, you know, my bodybuilding career and all the traveling, it's a big blur to me. All the people that I met, all the places. I really, you know, I get flashes in my head sometimes, and I have no idea what city, state, or even country I was in when I met, you know, people. So, but he knew everything about what I've done in the past, everything that's going on. So when we were discussing, you know, strategies for his upcoming contest, you know, he knew everything that I've done in the past, how I've done it, how much I've weighed. And I'll tell you something, you know, if you want to, I talk about this in life, to get to the next level in your life, you're going to have to get other people interested in you. You're going to have to provide value for them. Find out what it is they need, right? And try to create a win-win situation so they will help you get what you need and you both win. Trying to do it alone is not going to work. And that's a bodybuilder type mentality. So, you know, secluding yourself, just depending on yourself, that's quite common. And really try to encourage you to open that up. You need other people to succeed. And part of it is learning how to be with people who you like, who you respect, communicating that like and respect and that appreciation. And it just creates this energy between the two of you. And he definitely had that down. So, you know, I'll talk more about this. I'm excited for him. It isn't like I have enough projects, but I'm going to take on this project. He's got to decide if he really wants to do this first, and then I'm more than happy to invest that time. But I think the point that I'm trying to say is that, you know, he really helped himself out by doing the homework, by, you know, putting his skin in the game, by knowing me as a person and everything I accomplished, appreciating all the hard work. It was kind of nice to hear a guy who's been around for a long time, knowing some of the things that I accomplished, maybe some of the things that, you know, I pretty much forgot about. It's nice to know that there is somebody who took notice of those things. And tell you, did not help hurt him one bit, did not hurt him one bit at all. And so I'm excited about that. But I think the takeaway here is that there is nothing wrong than surrounding yourself who you appreciate, you respect, and showing that, expressing that appreciation and respect. It's just going to make them want to help you. I really want to help out this guy, right? And just think about where that can apply everywhere in your life. You know, in 2002, I was at a point in my bodybuilding career. It was coming to the end of my competitive bodybuilding career. And it was a pivotal point in my business career. You know, as you know, or you may not know, you know, bodybuilding, fitness training, it's a very challenging avenue to go as far as a business is concerned. And when I say that, all right, if you have dreams, if you have aspirations of making in this fitness world, let me just tell you, I don't care if you're an entrepreneur, you're doing it for yourself, you're not just having a job, it's challenging no matter what business you're in. And I don't care if that's real estate, I don't care if that's opening a restaurant. So it should go without saying, if you're an entrepreneur, whether it's fitness, real estate, a restaurateur, it's going to be challenging. Well, fitness is a challenge. You have to find a way to do it, provide value for other people, and not just being an inspiration because, hey, look at my body. That's a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that for free because, you know, they just love fitness and they love making videos and posting it on Facebook. And then they go to their job and their family, right? So they don't need to get paid. They don't care to get paid, and they're providing inspiration to other people. So if this is something that you want to do, you have to find ways to create value. That's why I do this podcast every single morning. I'm just trying to provide value. All the lessons that I've learned about bodybuilding, training, building muscle, losing body fat, and life, everything that I've learned, all the experiences, all the seminars, all my failures, all my successes, you know, I'm sharing these stories because, and by your emails, in your comments, you're going down the same path and you can relate to my stories. So I'm providing value. When, you know, I was competing, I was writing for the muscle magazines, trying to, you know, spending days on articles back then. And those articles to provide mass produced value for other people. And I would, you know, get paid for that hustle, just like any entrepreneur. Did phone consultations, I guess, back then, ebooks. I had hard copy books, DVDs, always looking for avenues to take my knowledge and experience and mass produce it over the internet to people just like you, create this connection, create value. And it was challenging. What really made it challenging is when you're pushing yourself to be the best drug-free bodybuilder in the world. And all the focus and dedication it takes to do that, and you're in this challenging business. Well, one relationship that I was able to create was relationships with supplement companies. Before I started my own supplement company as an endorsed bodybuilder. And, you know, the thing about it is so few people, bodybuilders get paid for representing a company, for being a bodybuilder. I mean, most of the time, it's just you get free product, which, you know, could add up. You know, I was able for a long time with several different companies, create a relationship where they actually paid me. But it wasn't much. It was a good, you know, a start to the month, took off a little bit of pressure, but I had to hustle with all these other avenues of generating income by providing value to people like you all the time. Again, what made it challenging was that, you know, you're dieting, you know it's like when you're hungry because, you know, you're restricting your food, your carbs, right? You know, those carbs make you feel real good and give you that burst of energy. Well, you know, I would spend, you know, pretty much 6 months, a year in this dieted state and competing for 15 years straight. So I was always trying to find a way to create value. It was coming to the point where it was going to be the end of my competitive bodybuilding career. And so one challenge I had with the supplement company that I was with is, you know, trying to show them my value to the company, how I was drawing customers to them. Because this is one thing I explain to a lot of the bodybuilders out there, and this is true of anything in life. You know, you can have a great idea like, oh, well, hey, I've got this idea for a business. And you see this on that TV show I talk about, Shark Tank, all the time, where somebody's really passionate. They may even have a great idea, and they really haven't even started the process. And you know what? Having a great idea, being passionate and energetic and being willing to work, I mean, that's a good start, but that means nothing. Until you actually test something, you see how it's received, there is no value yet. And sometimes people, you know, don't understand that. I mean, when I talk about, you know, my business career in this fitness business, and, you know, you see, like, I have certain products that do well for me. There's a couple of them that, you know, every single one of them I put my heart and soul into. Wow, this is, and I was excited about this. This is going to be really help people for years come all over the globe. This is it. And I would say, you know, that although my work was received well most of the time, it's only the few of them of the many, many things that I've tried that have, you know, maybe exceeded my expectations. Only a couple, a few, right? Most of the time, it's, you know, it's just probably what I thought, maybe underperforming. And that's how life works. You got to be excited about everything you do. You got to convince yourself that what you're doing, oh, wow, this is just going to go off the charts. This is going to be the thing. And you know what? You're lucky if 1 out of 10 and a 2 out of 10, it actually turns out that way. That's why you got to, if you know that's how it works, 1 or 2 are going to be amazing successes. You got to hurry up and do 20 and 30 and 40 so you can have 2, 4, and 6, 8 home runs with what you do, right? So with this supplement company, it was like trying to get them to think, because you're in this business, you're at such a disadvantage if you even get paid because you're one of the few. And really, there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people who do exactly what you do for free supplements, all right? And maybe not as well as you do. Maybe they won't have the impact. Maybe they won't be able to draw as much attention to a company as you do, create that sales because it is a business. But, you know, who really knows that for sure, right? And so it seemed like my whole career, I was trying to prove my value to these companies. And the bottom line is it couldn't be just an idea. You had to prove it in some concrete way. That's how life works. You know what? Ideas are great. Ambition is great. But the bottom line is you got to show concrete results. And so in 2002, what I did was, how can I create value? And so what I did is, at the time, and I guess they're sort of common now, I created this members-only website, this online journal, where I basically, and you had to have a member-only access, so you had to username and password, and I charged a nominal amount. I think it was like $9.99 a month, but you got free access if you purchased $100 or so from the supplement company that I was endorsed by. Again, so what I was doing was, look, I am more of a value to your company than you think. And, you know, how can I prove that? It has to be in concrete ways. And so that's you know, how I developed this members-only website. And so in this website, I plan my days online. I reviewed my days online. All the daily disciplines that I talk about with you, you know, how to get ahead, right? And I'm not just talking about with your workouts, your standards, your daily disciplines when it comes to working out and eating to have the body that you want. And when you work out, that you document and assess your training session. I did that with my life, with everything. I had my weekly goals, my monthly goals, I had my daily plan. And it for in that 2002, it seemed like I was, my whole life, every facet of my life was on this journal. I took four pictures of my workouts every day. I listed everything that I worked out. I documented everything in my life. And it was business, which my business was bodybuilding and training, right? And articles and things like that. But, you know, and I still have that website up. And I did that for 4 years, but I started in 2002. And the point that I'm trying to make is everything was documented. Everything was monitored. Everything was assessed. Every day, every gallon of water, every workout, every weight, every weekly goal, every monthly goal, everything was assessed. Everything was previewed, and it was on the world to see. I made myself accountable by creating this product, and I had to make sure that I stayed on top of it, right? And the thing about it was that was probably still to this day my best, most productive year ever. All right. I won the Team Universe overall championships. A lot of business things. I mean, financially, everything, strengthening that relationship. It was one of my best years ever in so many ways. And I know it's because I documented, monitored, assessed, tracked everything that I did, right? And so you might be thinking, well, Skip, have you done that since? That's a great question. And the question is, I know the value of tracking, monitoring, assessing everything that I do, right? And there are many things that I do. I mean, when I go through my day, again, this is nothing new. You've heard this before. Track, you can't document. I talk about in the gym. So when you work out, when you do a mass machine cardio session for 20 minutes, you got to document how many calories that you burn, and that's your standard. And so you try to beat that every time. That you don't just show up on the bike and just do 20 minutes and just do your time. Everything you do, you have that mindset that you want to improve. You have standards that you're beating. You know when you're doing well. You know when you're doing average. You know when you're doing poorly, because it's monitored. When you're in the weight room, right, you're training, you know what, how many reps is good, bad, or somewhere in between, how much weight, right? Because you document all of that, right? That you don't have a workout log just to really just document, you know, what you lifted or how many reps that you were able to execute. It's really you look at that so that you write that down so next week before you even start that set, you can see, okay, I did this much weight, and I did this many reps. And so you try to beat that. It's just not record keeping. It's goal setting for the next week, right? And I've talked a lot about that. And again, if you want to know about all my training philosophies, maybe that you're new, I know there's a lot of people new who are listening to this podcast. You know what I recommend you doing is go to skiplacour.com. And if you're really passionate and you're really determined to improve the quality of your physique, click the top link or anywhere where you see Results University, my digital video library, where I have this package. It's a great value, where it's 26 hours of video. It's 13 hours of audio. Actually, it's 23 hours of audio. Just see the package for just extremely great value. But what I want you to do before you invest in it, I want you to scroll down, and you'll see where I created this 44-page ebook and this one-hour audio session where, you know, I refer to everything that's in this package. I don't just want to dump, you know, all these hours of video and all these hours of audio where, you know, you're not going to, it's going to be overwhelming. You don't even, you know, listen to it. All right. I want more than just to sell you this. I want you to actually learn everything I've learned over these many years, and I've worked very hard to create a program, right? An audio course, Results University. And so download the free ebook. It's a great goal-setting book to be accomplish anything in life, and especially your efforts, even if you don't invest in the program. You'll see how I take you through the program, how I break it down, how I want you to go through each video, what to watch in what order. And it's just not one after another. And I explain all the reasons why. And then listen to download the free, you know, 1 hour where it's motivational. I throw in a lot of tips, but I also take you through the process, the thinking process of, you know, how to master your bodybuilding and training efforts while you're going through this course. So look at the download and read through the 44-page free ebook. Listen to the 1 hour audio. And if you're really serious about this, you want to make that investment in the product. And so all these things that I'm talking about as far as daily disciplines, you'll hear that term, or, you know, cardio sessions and monitoring and assessing, they're all in that program, step by step. All right. So, but, you know, what I really want to talk about is doing that in all areas of your life. And first, I want to reiterate, talk a little bit more about the tremendous value, why you should do it. And then I want to talk about the challenge that will come with it if this isn't something new, and maybe you felt this. So, you know, let's take it outside of the gym. If you've done this before, you know how productive that it will make you in the gym. Just because you think about it, just because that you know in the back of your mind, that set, how much weight, you're going to have to log it down. So you're going to step up. You know, you're not going to say, I'm lazy today and I don't feel like I can lift 225 pounds, even though I did it last week. It's documented there. You did it last week. You're going to step up to that standard, if not beat it. You're not going to just put on 185 because you're accountable. Just by writing it down, you're accountable to yourself. It's not going by feeling. All right? You know the value of that just the focus, the mindset, taking action, how it improves your performance. Well, you know, like I learned in 2002 when I did that online journal, it helped the overall quality of my life so much. It was, again, it was the most productive, most fulfilling, one of the most fulfilling years because I had to do it, because I said I was going to do that. And I had all these members to the website making sure that I assessed my day, that I assessed my week, that I made goals. But, you know, even like today, things like with Mass Machine Nutrition, tracking the sales, I could track the sales on a daily basis, a monthly basis, the individual product sales. All my information products, we're talking about business now. You know, which ones are the most well-received? Website visitors to skiplacour.com. All that can be tracked and monitored. Again, so why does that matter? Why does that matter? Well, because if I'm doing something well and the numbers go up, I can continue doing that, right? Or if they go down, I'll say, oh, it isn't like you just go through life just hoping. Everything, and also you don't just go by what you think, a good idea, or you got a good heart, or you work really hard. No, if the numbers don't support that it's a good idea, then it's not a good idea, right? Not if you want results, right? So skiplacour.com website, you know, Facebook friends, Facebook likes and shares. You know, I can pretty much tell you because of tracking and monitor, like what type of post, what type of picture will get the most likes and shares, which creates, you know, more of the more people in our mass machine type circle. Twitter followers, you know, how many people sign up for my email newsletter every week? And so now they're in my circle so I can follow up and continue to stay in contact with them, teaching them everything about mass machine training, about life, about man formation. You know, how many people are signing up and where are they coming from? So I can continue to do the things that work well. And if I, with all the things that I have to do, if I fall behind, right, those numbers will say, hey, look, you know, my thread on bodybuilding.com, you know, I have a list like for about 3.5, 4 years where I track how many views that thread gets every single week. So again, so I can make sure that I create a standard that this should be viewed X amount of times every week. So if it's a down week or it's an up week, you know, I can say, wow, I need to change my approach, or what I'm doing is doing well. That, for example, why I get up in the morning and I'm really committed to doing this Morning Connection podcast is because one number, like on that bodybuilding.com message board, this has been, this past week since I started this, was like the fifth biggest week of views, you know, this year. And that's, you know, really good when you consider the fact that I've had articles that were published on bodybuilding.com that refer to this thread, and bodybuilding.com gets like 15 million visitors a month to their website. So when you get an article published, how much traffic, how much people get introduced to me and my work and the value I can provide for them. So the one thing I can definitely track to the spike in the number of views to the thread is what I'm doing right here with this Morning Connection podcast. See, because, you know, everything you do has to produce results. You know, you can't go to the gym and just because you've got the right science behind you or you have the right training program that everybody agrees with, if you're not getting the results, then there's something missing. And it may not be the routine. It may be you. It may be how you're executing it. But you have to think about results. And so when you track and monitor and assess, you know, you can be more confident with the process. And that's why I'm doing this. I love your comments. I want to hear more of them. I want to know how you're connecting with this, your likes, your shares, your tweets, so everybody can get involved, I can maximize my time here and more people can hear what I have to say, what I have to share. But I can go by the numbers, and so I can keep on keeping on, knowing I'm on the right track. All right. So there's all these things that, you know, I posted a few of, I like to connect on Facebook because you get that immediate response. People are more willing to share comments there. And so, you know, a couple times I've talked about this type of detail as you approach your day, and it's hit some resistance. A lot of people, there are some people out there that don't see the value. And I have to tell you this, sometimes it's hard for me to see the value, even though I already have references of success. And then here's the challenge that I go through, and maybe you can relate to this. And if I've sold you on the fact where you need to document, monitor, assess everything you do, and even though it's burdensome, the results and productivity and accomplishment, achievement will be worth it. Here's the challenge that I have is that, you know, the thing about life is it doesn't matter how great you do, you have to continually improve. Meaning whatever is a great accomplishment for you now, if you keep on just accomplishing that level for 6 months straight or a year straight, it's not going to be a big deal anymore. It's not going to just have that thrill, right? Just think about in the gym, you know, you were able to bench 225, your personal record, and you did that, you know, a year ago. So now when you bench 225, it's not that big of a deal. Actually, what happens too is you want more, and actually when you stay at 225, right, it's almost disappointing. I've done that before. I'm stuck here. I plateaued. I hear that all the time with guys who just make these amazing transformations with their body right from the start, and then they think they've plateaued because the gains don't happen as quickly. When you track, monitor, and assess the things that you do, it's going to be really exciting at first because everything is new, especially when you get those gains and the numbers show themselves that, wow, this is awesome. Like I said, here's the challenge is that you're tracking all this, and then it's not so awesome anymore. It's just good. It's still contributing to your productivity and your achievement, but you don't get that thrill out of it anymore. And I'll tell you something. When you get used to whatever those numbers might be, just think of a good number. A good number is 100, let's say, right? And, you know, 6 months ago, if you got 100, man, you were excited to get, I can't wait to track, monitor, says, I can't wait to get that number, right? And you write down 100 and just, you can think back to the thrill that you got when you reached 100 or whatever. Now it's 6 months later and 100 doesn't mean jack anymore. As a matter of fact, 100 is like disappointing, right? Something that you were thrilled with before doesn't mean anything anymore. And so you have to keep on every week or every day or however you track it, you're writing down this number. Again, that used to be so awesome. Now it's disappointing. Because just like in life, you don't have those massive gains, those big jumps. You don't have them all the time, right? You know, so now it's going to be gradual, a little up, a little down. And you got to record all those numbers. You don't get that thrill anymore. And that's where, you know, for me, that's when it's not fun anymore. And, God, you get up in the morning, you get some numbers, and you're almost disappointed with a number that used to make you happy. And what I have to remind myself, and the point of what I'm saying is, number one is no doubt about it. If you track, monitor, and assess everything you do, both inside and outside of the gym, you will become more productive. There's just no doubt about it. The challenge is it's not going to have the thrill, and it's almost going to be kind of disappointing, and you got to just keep on keeping on knowing that this is keeping you focused, keeping you on track. It's making sure you're not going to slip away and forget about it and stop doing the things you need to do to be successful. It will continue to work for you. At the same time, it's not going to be a thrill, and it almost might be disappointing, but it's one of those things you have to keep on doing. And that's what I need to remind myself. And that's something for you. And again, I understand, like I said, I posted some things about tracking, monitoring your progress, listing out your goals, weekly goals, daily type things. And some people resist that because I understand, you know, sometimes just checking off things, it's no big deal. It's disappointing. And so they avoid it. Bottom line, though, is there is just no doubt about it. No doubt about it, it'll make you more productive. All right, I'm even thinking about it kind of in line with that journal I did in 2002 to create this members-only website just for the most dedicated, passionate people who really want to improve the quality of their lives. We can all go into this membership site, and we can all list this like for each other. Right, tell me if you're interested in that. I already know that if I were to do that, it would be a big investment of my time, but I'll be more productive because I have to track and monitor, assess. Maybe we can go on that journey together. All right. So, hey, have a great day. Thanks for connecting with me this morning. Let's continue to make this our morning ritual. Hey, thanks for supporting SkipLacour.com, my information products. Thank you so much for supporting SkipLacour. LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and let's connect again tomorrow.